The Iowa Hawkeyes football team is in the driver's seat in the Big Ten West. Seven games into the season, despite an upset loss in their last game at home on October 16th to Purdue. The 6-1 Hawks will travel to Madison to face old nemesis Wisconsin on Saturday. The Badgers finally got above the 500 mark with a road win over a top 25 Purdue team last weekend in West Lafayette. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online for all the info you need to connect and support the show at WWIB.com. Iowa starting D tackle Logan Lee, a 6'5", 277-pound sophomore out of Orion, Illinois, is with me to comment on the season so far and look ahead to Wisconsin this weekend. So, Logan, seven games in, give me your thoughts about the Iowa Hawkeyes season so far.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back to work after a tough loss last week, but we're just moving forward. We're focused on Wisconsin. I think so far this year we've played pretty well, and we just are looking for the opportunity to be able to compete again coming off a bye week.
Yeah. Tell me what that bye week looked like for you.
Yeah. So we just took the time to focus on ourselves as a program, and we did a lot of developmental stuff for the young guys, and we had several practices throughout the week for the old guys as well. And then we got a little bit of a jump on Wisconsin, so we had an extra couple days to prepare for them.
Yeah, so did that somewhat shocking loss to the Boilermakers before the bye week, did that make it tougher for you guys, this extra week off?
Yeah, I don't think it made it any tougher. It's just a little more frustrating. It put a little bit of a fire under us. So I think you definitely learn more from a loss than you do a win, and I think we learned a lot from that situation. And we're just very grateful we have the opportunity to be able to compete against a really good team in Wisconsin next week.
Yeah. Now, your coaches have said that this is a very resilient, business-like team here. And so have you guys been able to move past that tough Purdue loss?
Yeah, of course. We're definitely we've moved on from that. We're focused on the next game at hand. And like I said earlier, it's just a great opportunity to learn from the mistakes we made and take advantage of the opportunity just to correct those and try to do our best to prevent them from happening again in the future.
All right. Wisconsin this weekend at Camp Randall. What are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty cool atmosphere just to be able to play in. It's always Camp Randall's crazy energy all the time, and it's hard to beat Wisconsin at home, but we're I think we've done a very good job at preparing so far this week, and I'm excited just to be able to go over and compete.
Yeah, it's quite an atmosphere at Camp Randall. You get that jump around between third and fourth quarters, and it becomes a tough place, but you guys have played well this year. Badgers, on the other hand, had a tough start to their season, but they ran wild on the ground against Purdue last week, a really outstanding Purdue defense, typically. So for you guys, as you game plan this one, is it stop the run first against Wisconsin? Is that the top priority defensively?
Yeah, the main thing that we're focusing on this week is just forcing them to third and longs. They do a great job on the early downs, just being able to move the ball a couple yards at a time, and that sets them up for third and short situations, which allows them to have a lot of success there. Our number one goal is just to force them to third and long and do our best to stop the run.
Yeah, and maybe force them out of the Big Ten West race here. Do you see this as maybe victory gives you kind of the knockout blow here?
That me personally and us as a program, I don't think we see it as that. We just see it as an opportunity to be able to go and compete and improve ourselves. We're not really looking at all past this one individual game. We're not looking too far into the future.
All right, number 85, Logan Lee, the starting D-tackle for the Iowa Hawkeyes, on the phone with me today from Iowa City ahead of their trip to Madison this weekend. Now, Logan, you suffered some really, really tough injuries your first two seasons, limited your action. Talk to me about those challenges, will you?
Yeah, so freshman year I had a couple stress fractures in my foot. And that kind of set me back, so I wasn't able to do any of the bowl prep, which is a really big developmental part for the young guys in the program. So I wasn't able to do any of that. And then COVID ended up canceling our spring ball that year. And then I was unable to do spring ball this past year as well, just because I was coming off of a shoulder surgery that I dealt with throughout the season last year. So it's been a lot, but I'm feeling pretty good now, and I'm just grateful to be able to compete and be healthy.
Good. So, but as a follower of Jesus, how did that cause you to rely on the Lord through those injury setbacks, and His provision for you?
Yeah, the biggest thing is just having faith in His plan. He has a plan in everything we do. And this last injury, my shoulder, which I ended up getting fixed in January, it just really gave me perspective on He knows the plan He has for me, and just trusting that and not doubting and not getting down on yourself just because of the inability to compete, but because you know that you've been given a gift from God, and your main goal is just to focus on getting healthy, getting better, and doing as much as you can to improve yourself so you can perform at a high level.
All right, Logan, great. We're going to pick up where we left off next time. We're out of clock here for sports and commentary today. Talk about how you wound up at Iowa City after all these Big Ten teams, Power Five teams offered you scholarships and invited you to come and play at their school. So we'll visit about that on our next sports and commentary. Thank you for spending this time with us, and have a terrific day.
You too, Greg. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk. So